Tore up our feet on gravel streets, smoking weed and getting drunk with our friends. Stealing sands with your name in mind too.
I got cast in the music video from a talent agent that I have in Nashville. A talent agent, I don't know how much it costs generally, but they will basically, once you like sign a contract, they will basically send you details for casting for a project. They'll be like, hey, there's something being filmed near here and they need somebody that's with these requirements. And you basically will either have to send in pictures or read some lines and make a video and send it in. So they just told us that they were filming a video, a music video in Nashville, and they needed somebody who looked like kind of like an outcast, a character that's kind of like not too popular, kind of like on the outs. So I sent them some pictures and they just liked my look and decided to cast me.
When you got to the set, what was that environment like? I assume there's a director like there would be in a film or a television show. How long did the shoot last and what kind of direction were you given?
It was very interesting to go there because I've done theater acting before, but I've never done something on film. So it only took one full day and we had three different sets we had to go to. In the morning, we had to go to like this parking lot where the director's assistant had to pick us up in a car and drive us out to the place because there was no parking. It was around six or seven actors that were kids in the video. And so they drove us out to this house and they had like a tent for the parents and us to wait till it was our time. And we filmed in like a basement area that was used for filming music videos. And it was really interesting because there were all sorts of crew there for the band themselves, the actual director, the camera people, the photographer. So it was really interesting to see all of the moving parts work together. And the director would just tell me, since, you know, there was no dialogue, since it was a music video, he would just tell me the emotions I was supposed to be feeling and like what I was supposed to be looking at. And I would just kind of go off that and try to portray it.
Do you have any tools or tricks that you use to kind of convey emotion non-verbally that you were able to bring to the table?
I don't know if I have any specific tools. I just have a lot of experience doing theater acting. So I guess doing that, I've just kind of figured out and known how to do more facial acting to portray an emotion.
Well, tell me a bit about your background in acting. How young were you when you started and, you know, what types of roles have you played?
I started acting when I was, I want to say 7 or 8 or so, when I was really young. I started at Storybook Summer, which was a kids' theater program at the Union City Library. The director was Jeannie Virgin. She directed a lot of plays around that area. And I started that. I was the duck master in a play about the ugly duckling. And after that, I went to plays at the Masquerade Theater in Union City. I played small roles in The Little Mermaid and Peter Pan, a show called Big Bad, which is the Big Bad Wolf being put on trial for all the fairy tales. And then Alice of the Looking Glass. And that was all at Masquerade Theater. But then Discovery Park in Union City announced that they were doing a thing called Historical Theater Academy, where students would go in and they would be given a historical subject and they would basically figure out, like research it and then write a play and act in it based off of that. So I have done Historical Theater Academy 7 times, like 7 different semesters of that. I was an inaugural member, and I've been in all of them since then. I'm currently working on the 8th one right now.
Discovery Park of America, if you don't live right there where you are, some people might not understand all the different types of programs and cultural enrichment that it offers the region. Could you just speak about how important the Discovery Park has been to expanding the horizons of everyone there?
Discovery Park is great, and there hasn't really, up until the point where it was built, any like kind of like cultural center or like place for learning, like a museum kind of place. It's just accessible to everyone. And so it's just got really interesting things. It's got like war artifacts. It's got dinosaur skeletons. And then it's got stuff specific to the region. Like it's got like a fish aquarium and it's got a lot of kids areas with experimenting with electricity and water. And it has a whole lot of programs. It's got historical theater. There's like art classes and pottery classes and different places to learn about different things that the museum has.
Did your experience with the Historical Theater Academy cause you to try to pursue acting more full-time and get representation, which allowed you to be in the video?
I would say so, yeah. The Historical Theater Academy were the plays where I started to get more major roles. And as I did that, we were able to write more. So I was able to see how I liked being in a main role and being at like the center of the acting. And I was doing a lot more than I had done previously. And yeah, I would say that that did turn me on to wanting to do more serious acting.
Well, do you think your appearance in the Bexar video will open doors for you maybe for more acting opportunities, either in video or more scripted work?
Well, I'd say it probably depends on if it gets popular, but I think it will. Like, it's a great song, and it's a great video, and it's starting to rack up views. It's at 250,000, I think, by now. Hopefully it will. Maybe I'd give it all for a moment, tattoo your name on my skin, start it all over to watch it all end, cause the truth is I'd do it again, truth is I'd do it again.